You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Last week, the Federal Department of Health and Human Services announced it would put in place conscience protections for people who say that their moral or religious convictions prevent them from providing certain medical procedures. The medical procedures people are thinking about sometimes related to abortions, possibly gender identity services such as hormone replacement or gender reassignment surgery for transgender individuals. Coming up, we'll hear from an advocate for the LGBTQ community who says that these conscience protections could have a dramatic negative impact. You can call in with your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Chelsea Duffy joins us now. She's legislative and PAC director for Wisconsin Right to Life, which supports the move. Chelsea, welcome back to Central Time.
Hello, Rob. Thanks for having me.
And Chelsea, what was your reaction to the new guidelines from the Trump administration?
We found this to be a very encouraging development. I know I receive calls all the time at my office from medical professionals seeking to exercise their conscience protections, which are written into laws starting from 1973 to even today, laws that have been passed under different administrations, different Congresses, and they're looking to exercise their conscience rights and are experiencing difficulties because the healthcare providers that they are currently working under are either not aware of those laws or not abiding by them. So to have this support from the Health and Human Services Department will mean a lot for medical workers throughout the country.
On a practical level, what would change under these new guidelines?
So what would change is that the executive branch is now enforcing the law. We did not see this under the Obama administration. In fact, they ignored many conscience protection laws that have been passed since 1973. And so now this administration is taking seriously laws that have been passed, such as the Church Amendment or the Coates-Snow Amendment, and ensuring that they are enforced throughout the country so that medical professionals can pursue their careers without worrying about their consciences being violated.
And what kind of practices, procedures do you hear from providers when they call you up saying they're worried that their conscience protections aren't being respected?
Sometimes it's something as simple as, a pharmacist is uncomfortable with administering a drug that they know was developed using aborted fetal tissue. Sometimes it can be as dire as a physician is being pressured into participating or referring to an abortion. And we want to make sure that the rights of those physicians are protected because no one should be coerced into supporting or providing for an abortion.
With the pharmacist example, people might say if you become a pharmacist, you have an obligation to your patients to provide them with medications that they've been legally prescribed. What would you say to that objection?
I would say that that's taking issue with law that's been standing for many years, that we've seen conscience protection laws passed under Republican Congresses, Democratic Congresses, and unfortunately what we see when conscience right protections are not being pursued is that good medical professionals are bullied out of their field because they truly want to commit themselves to healing without hurting their patients, especially in the tragic circumstance of abortion, which takes a human life.
There have been concerns about contraceptive prescriptions, also a pharmacist not wanting to prescribe that, maybe being the only pharmacist in the house at a time or in the store at the time. Is that do they have the right to this kind of conscience protection if they object to the use of contraceptives?
Well, once again, this comes down to, are we going to allow space for medical professionals to pursue their profession without issues of conscience, or are we going to set up a field where people who truly want to pursue their field are bullied out of it because they have moral objections to certain practices? And I think the most dire cases of this have come down to abortion cases. We've seen people in other states, such as California, losing their jobs because they refuse to participate in abortion. And we find that to be a tragedy. And so we stand up for all conscience rights, knowing that at the worst, when they are violated, medical professionals either lose their jobs or are coerced into an awful act such as abortion.
Chelsea Duffy is with us from Wisconsin Right to Life, talking about guidelines from the Trump administration on the enforcement of conscience protections for medical care providers who decline to perform certain services over religious or moral grounds. One, in the guidelines from HHS, their Conscience and Freedom Rights webpage, one of the protections is for providers who were coerced into performing procedures that are against your religious or moral beliefs. And one concern that people have is that's really broad. It could go way beyond abortion or contraception or fetal tissue testing. It opens a lot of doors to any kind of objection. Is that a valid concern?
I think this is garnering needed attention on conscience rights, because what I've found, at least in my own personal experience, is that the recognition of conscience rights is often overlooked, and that's why so many medical professionals are calling offices like mine asking how they can protect their rights. So them opening the door on this issue, I think, is an encouraging step, because too often it's overlooked and people's rights are violated at the end of the day.
Let's bring on a caller. We've got Ben on the line in La Crosse. Ben, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to bring up, Ben?
I really have a hard time understanding the rationale here. What's happening is a situation where people who get into a certain profession basically claim the right to decide for themselves whether or not they should follow the principles of that profession. I can imagine the situation of a law enforcement officer who decides that certain classes of criminals he has a moral objection to arresting, so he just won't do that. If these moral objections are so powerful for these individuals, it seems to me that they should be willing to sacrifice their profession and take up a profession that doesn't interfere with their moral obligations.
Ben, thanks for the call. Chelsea, what do you say to Ben?
Well, Ben, the fundamental part of pursuing medicine is healing the patient without harming them. For example, if you're asking a physician that they, you know, they must participate in assisting a suicide, that goes against the very fundamental proposition of medicine to heal the patient, and instead they're purposely harming them to the point that they're ending a human life. The same goes for an abortion. Coercing a physician into an abortion forces them to participate in an act that inherently does not heal. It harms the patient to the point of death. And so what we're doing, especially in the medical field, is bullying people out of a field that is so fundamentally oriented to healing and not hurting.
Thanks for the call, Ben. Chelsea, can you talk about the state of laws here in the state? Does Wisconsin have specific and separate protections as compared to the federal guidelines and rules?
Yes, we have passed conscience protection laws here in the state of Wisconsin as well. And we've seen waves of these come through over the years. You know, since 1973, since legalized abortion, pro-life advocates realized we need to protect the rights of physicians who wish to pursue their field without hurting any patients. And so we see that on the state level, on the federal level, and we're encouraged that the administration is enforcing these laws now and ensuring that conscience rights are protected.
And I asked for your reaction, but this was a big weekend for the pro-life movement with a big march and events around the country. Can you talk about the responses you've been hearing as part of that?
Well, we sent a bus to the March for Life this year, and the marchers who came back were just so encouraged with the state of the pro-life movement and what we can do in the future. We're seeing these encouraging signs from pro-life leaders that we can advance pro-life legislation, and we as a movement continue to grow and grow every year. There was a huge turnout for the March for Life. So many people my age, the millennials, turning out for this event. And so it's really encouraging to see our movement grow and continue to advocate for the right to life.
Chelsea, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That's Chelsea Duffy, Legislative and PAC Director for Wisconsin Right to Life. She joined us today to talk about the support for conscience protections, which allow medical care providers to abstain from certain procedures for religious or moral reasons. Updated guidelines from the Trump administration came out on that Friday.